I'd like to welcome each and every individual to Mastermind Partnerships. Hi, my name is Kevin King. I'll be your facilitator for this call. This is the special call that we have every single Friday at 7:30, and it is for the core members of Mastermind Partnerships. Everyone is welcome to join. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S. base number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. Let's jump right in. We've got an amazing call today. And what's making it amazing is that we are into the second year of an amazing system where we understand at the beginning of the year the value of installing systems. We also looked at generating more and better leads. Once we've done that, we've also converting more prospects to clients, and then we convert prospects faster. And what we've just recently done this last month is generate a large quantity of referrals, And as we understand the intricacies and the ways that we can really grow our business and do it a lot faster, then once we've created a large quantity of referrals, then we can focus on servicing them and create client for life relationships. And then that's what we're going to be covering next month. But it is just going to be a fantastic day. We are going to start with Chris. Chris, welcome to the call. And what would you like to accomplish today? Chris? If you're talking, you're on mute.
I didn't know. Yeah, I was talking on
okay.
Mute.
Okay. Yes, what would you like what would you like to accomplish today?
I would like to focus my efforts on one task. I've been kind of all over the place trying to start my business. So I've got a whole bunch of, hands in different arenas. But I was actually talking to my mentor, and he was like, you really need to just focus, to really be successful in one thing, and then, you can move around later. But whatever your main business is, you need to focus on that. One or two things, max of two, preferably just one. So I guess that's my goal today, to kind of try to focus
on one thing. That's excellent. So, Chris, what would you like to focus on? What do you think is the number one thing you need to focus on?
Well, pertaining to my business, so I'm in real estate investing. However, I also sell real estate education. So to make the money that I would, desire to really do the real estate investing portion of it and have the capital, I need to focus on selling the real estate investing education. But my problem is I'm able to, cater towards my kind of personality, which is analytical and amiable, I believe. So on the left side, analytical and driver. That's what I was told. So I'm trying to connect more with the other two, the expressive and forget the other one. So
right, yeah, expressive and amiable.
That's what I'm trying to
absolutely
do.
Absolutely, Chris. Well, it's a great question, and it's really important to focus. So, yeah, you know what, Chris, you're in the 75 percentile of most men who have the analytic driver personality. Most women, about 75% of them, have the amiable expressive personality. So the analytic and the driver have some amazing qualities. The analytic likes to cross their T's and dot their I's, make sure that everything is done absolutely in order and correctly. The driver is moving now, and we'll get it accomplished. We'll get it accomplished immediately. We're going to make this thing happen, It's absolutely going to be – got the big vision from 30,000 feet so they can see what's going on, and with your analytic knows how to do it and wants to do it perfectly. So that's your strength. Your greatest weakness is you cross your T's and dot your I's and you want everything perfect, but then you got to move fast. So there's often a conflict in making sure that everything comes together in a manner that is going to be efficacious for both of those personalities. So you're right. When it comes to personality mastery, it's important to understand the other two. So not everybody is going to want to cross their T's and dot their I's. That's the expressive. They just want to have fun. Okay, those are the people that you need to be really careful with because they're a lot of fun, but they don't follow through with everything. So that's got to drive you nuts, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're fun to be with, yep. But the other side is the amiable, the people that like to bring everybody together, make sure everybody's happy, make sure that everybody's getting along. So being able to shift our understanding into what helps them, makes them work is going to be important. So with the expressive, we can learn to have a little bit of fun. If you make it fun and exciting for them, they can be a great help to you in staying focused in your business, maybe coming alongside of you and helping you with that. Real estate education, a lot of expressives make really good salespeople, but you need that driver analytic to make sure that everything gets followed through with and done in a timely manner. The amiable reaches out to people that want to be included and want to include others. That's really the glue that holds a lot of organizations together. So I would suggest going back and looking at personality masteries on converting prospects faster, or last month where you were there generating a large quantity of referrals. Go back, take a look at the videos, and I think that's going to really help you focus in making sure that the real estate education helps drive the money you need for the real estate investing. Does that help or not so much?
Oh, that helps a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wendy, you're on the call today. What would you like to accomplish? Hi, Wendy.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear my name.
That's okay.
Can we talk a little bit more about what, if we're going to change things up, and if you have any ideas for
regarding
next
what, Wendy? Regarding what? Yeah, okay, so there's some details that are yet to be nailed down. I don't have all of those details. I can't speak to all of them. I do know that, we're looking to move into a larger facility, and everybody's challenged at the last live event to bring two people with them so that we can double the group and then from there move forward. The venue will be changing. Looks like IIT is going to be the venue there in Wheaton. So more details will follow. I guess in the meantime, the main thing is to focus on who are we inviting, how are we going to reach out to them, and what tools can we use in order to make that happen.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Cool. So what would you like, what else would you like to accomplish today, or what other thoughts do you have?
How do you think we should talk about, letting people know we're going to do a 30-minute coaching strategy, or to get that, the people that are watching, streaming, that's something that's available? How do you think we should introduce that?
Well, that's a good question. How do you think we should do that? Ask a question, tell a story.
Okay.
So ask a question and then have a story goes along with that. Do you have a story, or do you know of a story about success from a 30-minute session? And what would compel somebody to go do that with you or with someone else?
Okay.
Is there one that you can think of?
You mean like my own?
Okay, or there might be somebody else on the call who's recently had a 30-minute strategy session that's really plugged in. Do you know who that person is?
Chris.
Right. So why don't you ask Chris a question and ask him to tell his story, capture that as a box 12, and make sure it's documented, and feed that back into the people you're trying to draw into the system for a 30-minute strategy session. That's how we can generate a large quantity of referrals, converting those prospects faster. So go ahead.
Chris, do you think you'd be comfortable if would you like to do that with me?
Sure. I mean, it's a pretty brief story. I mean, I don't know how many people we have on the call.
Yeah, we got about five or six people right now. Right.
All right. Well, we can go through, and then if you want, we can do it after if we have some time. I would love to do that.
We have some time right now. So if you just want to ask Chris a question, Wendy, and then ask him to share some of his success. Have you've already gone through the 30-minute strategy session, right, Chris?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, Wendy, what question do you think you should ask Chris?
Can you tell me how the 30-minute strategy session impacted your life?
Well, it basically made me think differently because I would, like I said, I'm in, you know, me trying to do a certain thing or accomplish a goal, I was basically aiming towards the people that essentially it just got me to think differently and know that there's different personalities and you can't deal with everyone the same. That's essentially what happened. And it just changed, it basically changed my life because I would be thinking, you know, one thing and it kind of just opened my eyes to so many other possibilities. So that's the main thing that it did for me. And it really helps because, you know, dealing with, you know, if you have a business, you want to aim, you know, gear your message towards that particular group. And if you don't know what that group is, you know, what drives them, then it's kind of hard to aim at that particular group. So it really helped me in that way. And I've actually been, you know, introducing a lot of people to it. And so just been bringing different people along and, I was trying to get a 30-minute session, but unfortunately I invited like, you know, 7 or 8 people. Well, actually I invited about 15 people, but 7 or 8 got on the call, so it was like kind of overwhelming for the team that was on the call. So everybody couldn't get a 30-minute session. I actually thought it was a waste of time for them, unfortunately, because they weren't able to get what I got out of it. So I felt kind of bad. And I actually text them all, like, I'm sorry you weren't able to do it, you know, but hopefully you're able to do it. So, yeah.
So, Chris, do you realize how spectacular you are?
I've kept being told that, but not really. I feel like I'm regular.
So, Chris, I mean, you know how unique that is to – be in this such a short time, have your 30-minute strategy session. You're also on most of the mastermind calls throughout the week, and you invited 7 or 8 people to be on a 30-minute strategy session. I mean, that is so rare, it's so unique. Here's an opportunity. Have you followed through with those people? I know you'd sent them that text. Would you like a way to capture all those 7 people on a 30-minute strategy session?
I would love to.
Okay. So did any one of those people actually get through a 30-minute strategy session while the others were online?
Not on that call, no.
Okay. So here's what I would suggest doing. I would suggest asking Wendy if she could carve out some time in her week to do 7 30-minute strategy sessions this week. Wendy, would you be opposed to that, or could that work out for you?
That could work out for me.
Could that help you hit your goal of doing X amount of 30-minute strategy sessions in a week?
That would help my goal. Yes, it would.
So then you would have 7 or 8 toward that goal off of one contact, Chris.
Yep.
And then once that happens, what do you think you should do next?
I'm not sure which one of us you're talking to.
Wendy, what do you think you should do next after you do those those 7 or 8 30-minute strategy sessions?
Well, one, invite them to the live events.
Okay.
Two, ask them, just like Chris, hey, you know, do you have any other people that you think would just love to go through this all-star treatment and have a 30-minute coaching session for themselves?
Okay. What else?
Let them know that they can get on these calls even without Chris, because Chris doesn't have to, now that he's connected them, he doesn't have to continue to always be the one that invites them, so they could, you
okay.
know, have the opportunity to do it on their own.
Okay, what else? What's another question you can ask these 7 people or 8 people once you've done the 30-minute strategy session, or even before the 30-minute strategy session?
How did Chris get you to want to do this?
Sure. What compelled you to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, what do you think the next step would be after they do this?
Figure out how to do it myself. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. So rethink it just a little bit. So if you plant the seed before you even do the 30-minute strategy session, you know, you talk with the person, hey, you know, I'm looking forward to doing this with you. Had a question before we get started. We do things a little bit differently. How did Chris invite you, and what compelled you to do this? And then once they answer, whatever they answer, you say, wow, that's great. Now, I'm going to put a thought in your mind now. If Chris was able to do that for you, who do you know that would also like the all-star treatment, go through a 30-minute strategy session, and change their lives? Now you do the 30-minute strategy session. At the end, you say, at the beginning of our time, I said I'd be asking you for someone that you know, 2 or 3 people. Who do you know that would, you could do more, but 2 or 3 people that you know could benefit from this? And start writing down those names. That's how we're starting to generate a large quantity of referrals. And then you know what the next step after that is?
No.
30,000. Any ideas? Wendy?
I know. I'm listening. Thinking.
Okay.
I don't know, just having like the people coming to the live event and it just getting bigger and bigger, and then it'll be more
okay.
people streaming.
Mm-hmm. Simpler.
Getting more.
Those are all great things. Those are all great things. Does anybody know what Wendy's next step should be? Miriam, Bruce?
Feed that success back into the system.
Okay. Feed the success back into the system so you're capturing all those good. Box 12, so you're building even more testimonies. Go find another Chris.
Right. Find more people to teach 30-minute sessions.
Looking, right. Absolutely. There's somebody from the 219 area code joining in. Welcome to the call. Who's calling in?
This is Darren Shaw.
Derek Shaw?
Darren Shaw. I was referred by Bruce.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the call. Welcome to the call. What would you like to accomplish today?
Get a referral, obviously, as you guys are talking. I would love to get a new referral customers.
Great. What do you do, Derek?
I own a cigar shop in Maryville, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does a good prospect look like for you?
About age group 30, between 30 to 50, male, single male actually. Financial background would be 60,000 and up income. Is that sufficient? Yeah.
Cool. Now Bruce invited you to the call. What compelled you to come on the call today?
Last week, actually, I joined first time on the Coffee Connection with him.
Okay.
And this is a learning curve for me. So I would love to learn anything and everything from.
Cool.
And this is a great opportunity. So.
Great. What do you see as a great opportunity in it? Because this is your second phone call, so obviously we didn't scare you off. I mean, you came back for the second call. So what compelled you to come back?
I actually lost the connection, and then I joined back.
Okay. Well, welcome to the phone call. You know, one thing I would encourage you to do, and Bruce can connect you too with thevisionproject.net, thevisionproject.net. And have you gone to the website yet?
No, I haven't.
Tremendous resources. Part of what we do is really unique. Your business has it. Everybody's business has one. It's called a business operating system or a BOSS system. And the way ours work, there's three components. There's the DNA of people, DNA of business, the DNA of life. DNA of people is personality masteries, understanding the different personalities and how they function. And then the second thing is the 530 grid, which is how our business is like the engine to our business, where we understand what steps we need to take for marketing, pre-sales, sales, servicing, and client for life. And then, of course, the natural laws, because there's over 250 of them that have been discovered. And working in concert with the whole BOS system, it takes things to the next level. So I recommend going to thevisionproject.net, click on resources. Resources at the top. And once you get to resources.
I can email you that link.
Sure. Okay. He'll connect you with
Darren.
That. You want to get to live events and then start looking at the videos from last month. Okay?
Okay.
So you'll be able to see the system that we have and each of the 12 segments we do every single year to help us build our business so that we can have more referrals and we can do it faster. Make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Awesome.
So does it integrate, since you're talking about POS, does it integrate with the existing POS or do we have to buy new POS?
Oh, no, you don't have to buy anything. I mean, this is free IP. I mean, there's other things
okay.
that you can go through, courses, 7, 10, 20-week courses that can certainly help you. But I would start with the material that you have access to for free to give you an idea of how amazing it is. And once you looked at that, then you can really see the picture at a bigger level for you and your business. Just watch the videos, and you'll get a really good idea. Definitely want to recommend you come to the next live event, which is going to be in Chicago, and that's going to be here. And then Bruce can get you more information on that. But it's going to blow your mind. It's amazing.
Sure.
So welcome. So Bruce,
Thank you.
What would you're welcome. You're welcome. Bruce, what would you like to accomplish today?
Well, we're kind of doing it. I'm just trying to connect more people to the useful resources that we have and by inviting them to meetings. So Darren was at our Maryville meeting this last Wednesday, and we connected, and we had a really good group there. And so this is growing, you know. It's synergy. It's the synergy is doing good for a lot more people.
Great. Well, good job, buddy. Anything else you want to accomplish? Thinking about?
Well, Wendy kind of covered the meeting changing in Warrenville to potentially the IIT building in Wheaton, which I'm not sure where that is, but I guess I could get
Don't
on
worry.
The internet and check that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we'll get you information on that. We'll get you information
right.
on that.
Yeah.
Good to have you on the call.
Yeah.
Miriam.
Good to be on the call.
Welcome. Miriam, what would you like to accomplish today?
I don't really have anything. I'm listening and learning, so I'm good.
Cool. What are you hearing, and what are your thoughts?
What I'm hearing is that we're starting to gain some momentum, which is exciting.
Yeah.
And that we don't necessarily need to worry about the minutia details that will come, but I'm excited about the momentum.
Cool. We're getting close to the end of the first segment. I'm going to go around again if there's any other things you'd like to accomplish before we move into segment two, if that works out. Chris, is there any other things you'd like to accomplish here while we're in segment one?
I don't mean to, impose on Bruce's guest, but has he gotten offer treatment? Just curious.
Darren, have you received the All-Star treatment yet?
Hello?
Hi,
is
Darren?
Is it me? Yeah.
Yeah, Darren. Yeah, have you, Bruce, I don't know whether you guys have talked or anything, but Darren, have you received the All-Star treatment yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Wendy, would you be able to schedule that out with Darren?
I sure could.
Excellent. Why don't you guys connect and make sure that that happens?
Sure.
Okay.
Wendy, when would you like to call me, or do you want me to leave you email address?
Either way, you can email me.
Yeah, you can get, tell you what, Wendy, just get his email address from Bruce, and then you
yep.
guys can schedule that out. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Wendy, what
sure.
else would you
I
like to
it.
Accomplish? Okay, good job. Wendy, what else would you like to accomplish?
I think that was probably it.
So do you remember your original question?
How are we going to get people to know about the 30-minute coaching strategy session that we want to do?
Yeah. So you got 7 or 8 from Chris, and you got one more with Darren.
Yeah.
Just by being on a call. That's the power why you show up. That's the power of why you show up. And then next time you can box 12 the entire thing with 8 or 9 referrals and say, since our last time, off of one person who showed up, we had 9 30-minute strategy sessions and gave people the All-Star treatment, and it totally changed their lives.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
There you go. Bruce, anything else you'd like to accomplish?
No, I'm good for now. We can move into the second strategy session, or I'm going
to
have to cut off the call soon.
No, that's fine. If we need to. Darren, is there anything else we need to accomplish?
Yes, actually, our sales growth and implement the growth plan, what I had in a business plan. So that's what I wanted to accomplish, but how do I and when do I? It's a question because we faced a challenge in the last 4 months that we lost the lease where we were at, and we had to move into temporary location until we found a new home for
okay.
our business. So we lost the business about 35% to 40%. We're on the track to gaining back 4 or 5%. But we would like to gain all of them, and we use the marketing tools as a constant contacts, text programs, and social media.
Good.
But
well, Darren, here's what I'd recommend. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But there are still some walk-in customers who we lost who didn't want to give us information, and we lost those 35 to 40% customers.
Okay. So here's what I'd recommend doing, and I appreciate you sharing. I'd recommend going back, looking at the videos, schedule that 30-minute session immediately after this phone call with Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help be the first step toward that, and then
okay.
you can look at a little bit more details. Miriam, what else would you like to accomplish in segment one?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Is there anything else anybody else wants to accomplish? Is this? Are we good with this? Do we need to move into segment two, or are we good?
I think everyone's are good.
Good. Well, this is spectacular. I think there was a lot that was accomplished in this half an hour this morning. And if you're listening to the rebroadcast of this and say, wow, that was most intriguing. If you receive benefit from this, then go to thevisionproject.net. That's thevisionproject.net. And go to What's Your Biggest Challenge? Then go to Your Help is Needed. You'll be able to learn more about the Vision Project and even contribute to the group-funded app, which will definitely help you in all areas of your business. If you do have any questions about the material in today's session, you can contact the individual that invited you to participate, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300, or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. Again, that is 630-393-9909. God bless, and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.